It's the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Stopping sow bugs. A question came in to Ask Garden Nerd this week about sow bugs, or pill bugs. Pill bugs roll up into a ball when you touch them, sow bugs don't. But the problem is still the same. So the gardener asked, how do we keep them from eating her strawberries and her cucumbers? Well, there are a few things you can do to keep them at bay and prevent them from eating your produce. First of all, sow bugs can be beneficial to your garden, or at least your compost bin, because they till the soil and are part of the soil food web, so you could simply move them to your compost bin and let that be that. But they can be a problem because they eat decaying matter. And they also love strawberries, for some reason. So, here are a few things you can do. First, put down worm castings to fend them off and boost your plant's health. If I've said it once, I've said it 100 times, that chitinase is in worm castings, and that enzyme helps ward off and actually disintegrate soft-bodied insects. So, that's number one. Number two, remove any mulch or decaying matter from around your plants, since that's what they primarily love to eat in the first place. Number three, you can use diatomaceous earth around your plants. Now, diatomaceous earth is a single-celled fossilized organisms from a billion years ago, and it feels like flour to us, but to them, it's jagged and pokes holes in them so they desiccate and die. Now, you have to remember that diatomaceous earth can only be used when your plants and soil are dry, because once it gets wet, it becomes inert. You have to reapply after rain or watering from overhead, so plan that one ahead. And the last thing you can do is cover your young plants with cloches to prevent bugs from getting close to them in the first place. Once your plants are big enough, you can remove the cloches and they'll fend for themselves. So for more information about pill bugs and sow bugs, go to gardennerd.com, where we've written a couple of blog posts about that. And you can also get Gardening for Geeks, which has all of this information and more in it. While you're at gardennerd.com, go ahead and check out our upcoming composting workshop, which is happening on May 1st. Hope you can join us, and happy gardening.